Hello, welcome to the English News Amateur Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, today, Kentucky People's Council Tentino for 2021-26 opened its 11th session. Attending were Mr. Nguyen Van Hieu, alternate member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of Kentucky Party Committee, Mr. Jun Vi Jun, Chairman of Kentucky People's Committee. Opening speech, Mr. Van Van Hieu, standing vice secretary of the City Party Committee, who is also chairman of the City People's Council Street. The 11th section of the City People's Council has a very important task to assess the implementation situation of the City People's Council on socio-economic national defense security in the first 6 months, at the same time set out the task and appropriate solutions for the remaining months of 2023.Striving to realize successfully achieve the main targets set out by the resolution of the City People's Council. Besides the positive results, there are still some limitations and difficulties, such as the recovery in some industries and fields is not uniform. Disbursement of public investment capital is still slow compared to the set targets, progress, and requirements.The attraction of investment in budget projects and foreign invested projects is still limited. The institutionalization of the resolutions of the Politburo, the National Assembly, the provisions of the law, and the resolutions, programs, and projects of Kentucky City Party Committee, especially the development and promulgation of mechanisms.In particular, specific policies such too slow, the implementation progress of some tasks is not guaranteed, the results are not really clear, and it has not created a new driving force for development, attracting investment, especially attracting foreign direct investment capital.Today, SIS Kentucky International General Hospital received a delegation of experts from UK Hospital Management and Medical Waste Treatment Software Companies. Mr. Nguyen Deking, Vice Chairman of Kentucky People's Committee and leaders of some departments and agencies received the delegation.Two partners of SIS Kentucky International General Hospital are TPP Group, providing hospital management software, and Insignia Edge Company, providing waste treatment system. These are reputable units that have provided medical solutions to many countries around the world.For the first time, companies come to Vietnam wishing to connect and help SIS Kentucky International General Hospital operate better, achieve optimal efficiency in digital transformation as well as solve the medical waste problem, contributing to improve the efficiency of medical examination and treatment while protecting the environment.Through the cooperation activities of SIS Kentucky International General Hospital with British companies, the Department of Health shall coordinate with the Department of Information and Communications and related department agencies to further promote the direction and support to accelerate digital transformation, especially in the health sector.To encourage cadre civil servants and office workers to study and improve their postgraduate professional qualifications with training suitable occupations to their current positions. That's remarkable content that has just been issued by Kentucky People's Committee under Decision No. 12-2023 going into effect from July 10.The implementation of the incentive regime for cadre civil servants and office workers meets the following requirements being sent for training by a competent agency with evaluation and classification results for completing tasks well or higher. Specialized training following the current job position and development orientation of the city. Complete a training program on time, have outstanding achievements and results recognized by the training institution.Yesterday, Kentucky City Confederation of Labor held a meeting to Executive Committee to explain a preliminary review of trade union activities in the first 6 months and set out orientation for the last 6 months of 2023. In the last 6 months of 2023, Kansas City Labor Confederation focused on successfully organizing its 11th Trade Union Congress for 2023-2028 and at the same time effectively implemented activities and projects to welcome the Congress of trade unions at all levels. Focus on developing unionists, establishing grassroots trade unions, increasing the ratio of unionists to a total number of workers in places where trade unions are established. The summer-autumn rice crops is taking place in the midst of fierce hot days. Therefore, in order to avoid harsh weather, farmers in the suburbs of Hanoi turn on the lights and blanket rice at night. This beauty of labor has embraced the French news agency AFP. Although it's difficult because of the lack of light, but according to the farmers, planting at this time also has many benefits. According to the National Center for Hydrometeorology, focusing in July, the Midland region, the Northern Delta, and the Central Provinces are likely to have more hot days with temperatures exceeding 37 degrees Celsius for many years on average. That's all for the English News Amateur Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.